to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. This podcast is the sermon for Sunday, October 10th, 2021, by the Reverend Ann Weber.
Two years ago, Paul and I first came to St. Philip's. We were looking for a church home, having just moved from England. Having left family and friends, we were a bit isolated and lonely. And we came and we were welcomed. And at that point, I had absolutely no intention of becoming a priest. It wasn't on my radar. But I was searching for God. I was searching for something more. And during that early period, some of you may remember, Paul had his accident, and the church rallied round with prayers and help. And that made me even more interested in finding something that I could do that was more meaningful than just being at home. Now, I had been a nurse and health visitor in England, and I went to Oakland, I think it was, and found out how I could convert my 5 years of education and 15 years of experience and become a nurse over here. And they said, oh no, we don't accept any of your qualifications. You have to go back to university. And because you're a foreign student, you have to do an English course. That put the lid on it, as far as I was concerned. But still searching. Eventually, some of you may remember Barb Handelsman. She was a priest associate, and she was my spiritual director. She said to me, have you thought of hospital chaplaincy? I thought, me? I mean, I don't mind working in a hospital, but, you know, I'm not qualified to be a chaplain. But anyway, she said, go and try and see if you're accepted for the CPE course, Clinical Pastoral Education course. And I was, and I loved it. And during my time there, I was on the trauma team. We responded to level one traumas in the emergency room. And I was called down to a trauma. A beautiful 10-month-old baby girl was brought in. She'd stopped breathing and her heart had stopped. The doctors and the medical team were trying to resuscitate her. And I was with the mother and the father and the family. The mother's cry of, my God, where are you? Oh God, where are you? Went out over the emergency room. Where was God in the darkness? Where is God in the darkness? That is the cry that Job also raised, and the question he raised. Where are you, God? Where are you in my suffering? We all face that at some time or another in our lives. We may not have those horrendous traumas, but there are times when we ask, where is God? Perhaps we're facing loss. Perhaps we're facing illness, financial problems, and all sorts of issues. Perhaps it's just loneliness, especially after 2 years of isolation, or more or less 2 years of isolation. We try to find God in the darkness. And it's not something we can do by ourselves. It came to a head for me a few weeks ago. As you know, we're in the process of moving to Connecticut, not anytime soon because our house isn't on the market yet, and because there is so much stuff in the basement, 32 years of stuff, including our children's college apartments and their books and my seminary books and Paul's collections. And I looked at that, and I was dealing with our son-in-law having cardiac problems in England and Paul having some questionable results from a test, and I just lost it. It was a culmination of not only what was going on in my life then, but I think what many of us have found, it's sort of the release of stress like a pressure cooker after the experiences of the last 2 years. Something to focus on, allowing me to express grief and panic and to admit that intellectually I knew God was there, but I wasn't feeling God. I wasn't relating to God. Yes, even priests have those moments of not being aware of God's presence in their lives. I put it round the prayer chain. That prayer chain has been my support throughout the last 32 years, I might add. And that night, I felt a deep sense of peace, that inner peace that passes understanding. I couldn't do it by myself, but all things are possible with God, and all things are possible through prayer. It means that I had the courage to face letting go. Letting go of the stuff in our basement. Letting go of facing new challenges of moving. Although we will be near our daughter and our grandchild in America, our grandchildren in America, not near our children in England. But it means letting go of part of who I am and part of who we are, because that basement contains the story of our life. All the things we've stored there, all the things the children have stored there, all that stuff that needs to go. I think many of us can relate to having stuff that we need to let go of, whether it's material or emotional, fears, anxieties, all those things which can get in the way of us truly being in relationship with the God we're always seeking and who is always seeking us. I had a card when I was at Holy Cross given me by one of my parishioners saying, God is always at home, it's we who are out to lunch. And that is so true. It is we who tend to put up blockages to being open and present to God's love in our lives. But it is also we who, when another person is in trouble or distress or seeking, can be Christ's hands and heart in this world. We are created in the image of God. We can be present to those who are suffering in any form or searching in any way. Our prayers and our presence may be all that is required, but we also have to allow people to be Christ to us, which is more difficult, far more difficult. We want to be independent. We want to be in control, in charge. We have to let go of that. Let go of everything that hinders our openness to be aware of God's presence in our lives, in the bad times and in the good times. It's part of our journey. was part of my journey. It still is part of my journey. Although this congregation took me through the ordination process and the studying at seminary, I wouldn't have got through without their prayers, I can tell you. But it's the support of the community that carries us when we need us, when we need it. It's the role of being Christ or a Christian, Christ to others. We can't do it by ourselves, but as I say, with God, all things are possible. And just like that rich man who couldn't actually finally let go of his wealth and hindered him, God loves us enough to let us go when we can't take that final step. Perhaps we will down the road. God's love is always present. We just have to say yes and receive it. May we all be empowered to receive Christ into our lives and to act as Christ to others. Amen.